Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your heart will be fulfilled with peace and joyfully exciting to the future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Okay, next is the number 18th of the 48 paths of the Dharmakara. Actually, this number 18th is essence of the 48 paths. Well, number 18, when we say in Japan, people say, okay, this is my number 18. But usually people don't know what it means, where this number 18 came from. Actually, this came from this, the 18th bow of the Dharmakara. Also, I heard about in Judaism, the number 18 is an important number spiritually. Well, anyway, what's written here is that if I reach into Buddhahood, if all beings in a 10 direction world have a faith and wishing with a true heart that are wanting to reverse in my world and chant 10 times my name and not be rebirth in pure land, I will not gain enlightenment. Just accept the one who committed the 5 mortal sins. Well, anyway, his vow is to that all beings in the 10 direction world means all beings in the universe wishing with faith to rebirth in my world with a true heart and 10 times chant is my name, all of them will be rebirth to pure one. Exception is a 5 mortal sin. Okay, let's see what is this 5 mortal sin? Well, this is often you can see in the sutra about 5 mortal sin. The one is a kill father, kill mother, and kill master of the teacher. And let Buddha breed. And the last one is to break the harmony of the Sangha, the community of the practice. Well, this is the fourth and the fifth one. The breed from the Buddha's body, let Buddha breed, and the last one, to break the harmony of the Sangha. It's easily remind us what the Devadatta done to the Shakyamuni Sangha. Well, according to the story, he was jealous to the Shakyamuni Buddha. He was a cousin of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Then was in Sangha and tried to make some revolution in the Buddha, Shakyamuni Sangha, but he couldn't. He didn't succeed. So Well, he tried to kill Shakyamuni Buddha and he failed, but Shakyamuni Buddha breathed once or twice, I forgot. And in the end, with 500 other students, Divadatta left Sangha. And this Divadatta is often talked a lot in Sutra, Buddhist Sutra, as a typical same person, just like Jude in Christianity. But what is interesting is that when in Lotus Sutra, there's one big chapter about Divadatta. And in the end, Shakyamuni Buddha says that Divadatta was my master in previous lifetime, or something like this. Well, the Divadatta created after he left Shakyamuni Sangha, Divadatta created another Sangha, another practice group, and it lasted for maybe like 100 years. And it's what is interesting is that the bow of the Divadatta Sangha was the first condition for the Putin bow is to not to admit Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni as an enlightened person. It's like oh. Well, anyway, there is another sutra called Visualization Amitāya Sutra. Usually it's translated, I think, maybe a Meditation Sutra, which explains the 13 steps or 15 steps, yeah, maybe 15 steps to visualize Amida Buddha and the Pure Land. Well, anyway, even it's written here in this Amitāya Sutra that the exception is the one who committed the mortal sin. In the Amitāya Sutra, it says it's even rescue the one who committed the five mortal sin. Isn't it interesting? Well, anyway, this I understand that this how negative things to destroy the Sangha is how deep karma it is. But sometimes some people became suddenly negative and start blaming because cannot face to their own karma, and they need to justify themselves, so they start to blame the Sangha instead of external world, instead of facing and overcome the ego. And many times, yes, time to time these things happen, and each time I feel so sorry about it, even though it trained me very strongly, trained my spirit. Well, anyway, the reason why I wanted to, I talked about this Amitāya Sutra, it's written that there's even five mortal sin committed person, there's a way to be rescued. Well, because of the character of the Pureland school is to how to be rescued for the person who cries for their own sin. Originally, the Pureland school is for people who has no knowledge, who cannot study Buddhism because doesn't know how to read and write, and or who can't live with keep the rules, for example, not to kill, but they are hunters or fishermen. They have to kill for their survival. And there are many people who have no time to practice. For example, at that time there's no washing machine, even the washing the clothes takes a long time. So people had to work all day to make their survive. And people are so much scared about hell, going to hell. And it was a big, big gospel for the people who are looking for the way to be rescued. The death was much clearer to see in front of them at that time, especially in Kamakura period. Many people are dying for the starvation and the war and pandemic and etc. Now people mean more than this. People don't even see the death in front of their eyes. Or maybe in hospital, but it's not in that real feeling way. And people don't talk about the dying, and don't even recognize, and we just pretend there's no death exist, and people just think about from and now and just maybe next year or even one month later. But actually the existence is after death is much longer, and the people who lives in here now only think about after death and before birth. There's only three time zone: present, after death, and before birth. So this is like really present, future, the past and future. And once you have this sensation of existence, the past is before the birth, and the future is after death, and the present is the now. And this only three exist, the way you of your living totally changes. The way of you really living the present, every moment, to make things the most meaningful and try to make most joyful, most happiest for all. May you fulfill your life with the real present and make living with every moment most meaningful, joyfully and happily.